Zachar b'charet parachet mishnahesh. They nasim shal shnei anasim shalo bichru. V'yoldu shneifchar. Two people, both at once, that had not yet given birth to a child. And the two wives both gave birth to a male. But we don't know which male was born from which wife. Zen noisim chamei shlam l'kohen, but zen noisim chamei shlam l'kohen. Both fathers have to give five shlam to the kohen to be told they're their son. Even though neither one of them know which one is their son, since each one of them has a father before, he is mechuyev to give five shlam to the kohen. Mei zecher mehem b'toch shloshim yom. But in this case, if one of the two sons died before it reached 30 days of age, therefore, the father of that son was not mechuyev to give five shlam to the kohen, since his son did not reach 30 days old. But neither one of them know which one is part and which one is chayev, since the two sons got mixed up. Im l'kohen echa nasnu, yasur lahen chamei shlam. If both fathers had already redeemed their son, and then one son died before 30 days old, and they had both given the five shlam to the same kohen, the kohen had to return the five shlam to the two fathers. And the kohen had no right to take 10 shlam, since only one son survived till 30 days. So therefore he had to return five shlam to the two fathers. And the two fathers would split up the five shlam between them. Now we're talking about over here where one wrote a harsha to the other. One father gave the power to collect for him to the other father. So therefore, when he comes to collect from the kohen, he can say, whichever one of us you owe money to, I am collecting for him. And without a harsha, neither one of them could collect from the kohen. As the kohen could be machet both of them, he can push off both of them by saying, you're not the one that I owe money to. Your son is still alive. But since one of them wrote a harsha to the other, gave the other the power to collect for him, so that father could tell the kohen, if I'm the one that you owe money to, so I'm collecting for myself. And if it's the other father that you owe money to, I'm collecting for him. So the kohen has to give the five shlam to that father, and then they would split up the five shlam between them. Im l'shnei kohanim nasnu, einan yecholim lahutzi miyadam. But if the two fathers redeemed their son by two different kohanim, one father gave five shlam to one kohen, and the other father gave five shlam to a different kohen, and then one of the two sons died before it reached 30 days of age, neither of the fathers can collect from either kohen. And each kohen can say the five shlam that I collected was for the surviving son, and therefore they can't collect from either one. Zachar u'nekeva, ha'avos p'turim. If two fathers, both had wives that had not yet given birth, and both of them gave birth, one to a male and one to a female, and they got mixed up. We don't know which wife gave birth to a male, which one gave birth to a female. So each father is misufik whether his mechuyev is to give five shlam to the kohen. Each father doesn't know whether he was one that gave birth to a male, and he has a bechor and he has to be poter by giving five shlam to the kohen. So therefore, each father is misufik, and misufik, we can't be mechayev either father to give five shlam to the kohen. The haben chayev liftos is atmo. But the son, when he grows up, he has to redeem himself by giving five shlam to the kohen. As the ben is a vaday bechor, he knows for sure that he's a bechor. Just he doesn't know who his father is, so therefore the fathers are puzzled from redeeming him. But the ben has to redeem himself since he knows he's a bechor, as that is the din, that if somebody is a bechor and he was not redeemed by his father, he has to redeem himself by giving five shlam to the kohen. Shtei nekevos b'zachar, o shnei tcharim u'shtei nekevos, ein kan l'kohen klum. If two people both have wives that had not yet given birth, and the two wives between them gave birth to two females and a male, one of them gave birth to twins, or they both gave birth to twins, and between them two males and two females were born, but we don't know which child was born to which mother. In such a case, neither of the fathers has to give any money to the kohen, as they're both mesupim, whether they gave birth to a bechor at all, as maybe there was no bechor here born at all, as in the first case, where there were two females and a male born. Maybe the one that gave birth to twins gave birth to the Nekeva first, and only after that gave birth to the Zachar, so therefore the Zachar is not a Bechor. And in the second case, where there were two males and two females born, they both gave birth to twins. But maybe both of them gave birth to Nekevos, and only after that gave birth to a Zachar, so therefore the Zachar are not a Bechor. So therefore, Misafek, we cannot be Mechayev either father to give five shlam to the Kohen.
Sech b'choros perchet mishnah vav. Achas bichra, v'achas shelo bichra, shel shnei anashim. Two people, both had wives. One person's wife had already given birth, and one had not yet given birth. V'yoldu shnei zchar, and both wives gave birth to males. And we don't know which son was born to which wife. Vesalo Bichra Isto, no thing come a slum the coin. The one whose wife had not yet given birth, he would give 5 slum to the coin to redeem his firstborn son, even though he doesn't know which one is his son, but he knows for sure that he has a firstborn son, so therefore his chai to be poda his son. Zachar unakeva. Enkan lakoin klum. But if the two wives give birth between them to one male and one female, and we don't know which one gave birth to the male and which one gave birth to the female, the coin does not get anything. The father of the wife that did not yet give birth would not have to redeem because he doesn't know if he had a son or a daughter. So therefore, misafik, we cannot be mechayev him to redeem. Beis haben betos shloshim yom. Afal pi shenasan lekohen yachzelo chamesh shlom. Somebody who had a firstborn son and his son died before it reached 30 days of age. Even if the father had already been put at his son and gave the 5 shlom to the coin has to return the 5 shlom to the father, as it's only a chiyuv pidyon if the son reaches to 30 days old. La'achar shloshim yom. But if somebody had a firstborn son and the firstborn son died after it reached 30 days of age, afal pi shelo nasan yitin. Such a kid, the father is mechuyev to redeem his son even though he already died, since he reached 30 days of age before he died. So therefore, even if he had not yet given the 5 shlom to the kohen before his son died, he has to go ahead and give the 5 shlom to the kohen. Make biyom shloshim kiyom shalifon. Somebody who has a firstborn son that died on the 30th day of his life, then at the same day as the days before it, meaning if the son dies on the 30th day, as if he died before then, and there's no chiyah to be poed as a son. Rabbi Akiva Aymer, nasan lo yitol, vim lo nasan lo yitin. Rabbi Akiva says in this case that the firstborn son died on his 30th day. There's a suffix, whether the 30th day as it didn't, like the days before it or like the days after it, so a suffix, whether the father is mechuyev to give the 5 shlom to the kohen. So therefore the din is, if the father had already given the 5 shlom to the kohen before his son died, then the kohen doesn't have to give it back. He cannot receive the 5 shlom back to the kohen. As misafik, we cannot force the kohen to give the 5 shlom back. Vim lo nasan lo yitin. But if he had not yet given the 5 shlom to the kohen and the son died on the 30th day, we cannot force the father to give, as since we're misafik whether his mechuyev to be put his son, the kohen is a motzi, and a moti mechaber or olav harai. Meisa'ah betos shloshin yom. V'cheskas shalo nifteh acha yabi raya shenifteh. A father who had a firstborn son, and the father died before the son reached 30 days of age. And we do not know whether the father was poda his son before he died or not. So therefore we're mesupah whether the son has to give 5 shlom to the kohen to be poda himself. But that's a din. If the father doesn't redeem the firstborn son, then the firstborn son has to be put himself and give 5 shlom to the kohen. In such a case, we say the chazaka is that the father had not yet been put his son. We can assume that since the son did not yet reach 30 days of age, that the father had not yet given 5 shlom to the kohen, so therefore the son has to redeem himself, unless the son can bring a raya that the father was put him before he died. La'achar shloshim yom b'cheska shenifta acha yabi raya shelo nifta. But if the father died after the son reached 30 days of age, and we don't know whether the father was poda the son before he died or not, we can assume that he was poda his son, as normally the father goes ahead and does the mitzvah right away at 30 days. So therefore, unless the kohen can bring a raya that the father did not yet poda his son, the son would not have to poda himself. He can assume that the father was already poda him by giving 5 shlom to the kohen. Huli parah, ubno li parah, hu kodem esbeno. Somebody who's a firstborn, whose father did not redeem him, so his mechuyev is to give 5 shlom to the kohen. And before he gave the 5 shlom to the kohen, he himself had a firstborn. So now he owes 10 shlom to the kohen, 5 shlom for his own pidyon, and 5 shlom for the pidyon of his son. But unfortunately, he has only 5 shlom, so he only could be poda either himself or the son. The Mishnah tells us he comes before the son. If he has only 5 shlom, he would go ahead and redeem himself, and he wouldn't redeem the son until he gets another 5 shlom. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Pino Kodmo, Shemitzvato Aviv, Umitzvat Pino Allah. Rabbi Yehuda says he would redeem his son first. That mitzvah comes first. As a mitzvah to redeem himself, the Iker mitzvah is on his father, not on himself. Only if his father did not redeem him is he mechuyev to redeem himself. While the mitzvah to redeem his son is a chiyev on him, on the father. So therefore, he would redeem his son first. Now the Mefarshim explain that where the person has only 5 shlom, in such a case, Rabbi Yehuda does not disagree with the Tanakhama that he would redeem himself with those 5 shlom. He would not redeem his son with those 5 shlom, and he would wait to redeem his son until he gets another 5 shlom. But the case that Rabbi Yehuda is talking about, in which Rabbi Yehuda said
that his son come first. It's talking about where he has Chamei Shlom Mibnei Chori, but Chamei Mimishabdi. He has 5 Shlom on him. And he has another 5 Shlom that are by the Lekuchos, that they bought property from the father that is worth 5 Shlom. And Rabbi Huda holds that the Kohen could be Torev, he can take the pity and the 5 Shlom from the Lekuchos, from the buyers of the property of the father. As a father, before he died, he owed the pity and the 5 Shlom to the Kohen to redeem his son. So therefore, since he owed the money, if others bought property from him, there is a lien on that property. That property is meshubit to the Kohen for the value of the 5 Shlom that the father owed the Kohen. As Rabbi Yehuda holds, milva haksuva b'torah k'ksuva b'shtar damya. A chov that's written in the Torah, such as pidyon, it's written in the Torah, they have to be put to your son. It's as if there's a star that says that the father owes 5 Shlom to the Kohen. And when somebody has a star that another person owes him money, if that person who owes him money does not have any property himself, and he has others that had bought property from him after the date of the star, then the person who owes the money can collect from the buyers of the property. That property is mishubit to the malva, to the lender. So in this case, also the Kohen can collect the 5 Shlom from the buyers of the property. But the Kohen can only collect from the Lekuchos the 5 Shlom that is owed for the pidyon of the father, not for the pidyon of the son. As the pidyon of the son came later. That chiyuv came only after the buyers bought the property. So therefore, there's no lien on that property for the pidyon of the son. So therefore, since the Kohen can only collect from the Meshubadim, from the Lekuchos, from the buyers, the 5 Shlom for the pidyon of the father, not for the pidyon of the son. So therefore, it's preferable that the father uses the 5 Shlom that he has on him to redeem his son. So therefore, he redeems his son first. As if he would go ahead and use the 5 Shlom that he has on him to pay off his own pidyon, then he won't be able to redeem his son at all, since he has no more money. And for the pidyon of the son, the Kohen cannot collect those 5 Shlom from the Lekuchos, from the buyer. So therefore, there won't be any money to redeem his son. So therefore, he has to go ahead and redeem his son first from the 5 Shlom that he has on him. And then the Kohen will collect the 5 Shlom that is owed to him for the redemption of the father from the Lekuchos. But he cannot redeem himself first, as he cannot tell the Kohen, go ahead and take the 5 Shlom that is owed for my own redemption from the Lekuchos. As you can't collect from Lekuchos if a person has money on him. He first has to collect from Bnei Chorin, the property that the person has on him, before he collects from Meshubadim, from property that the father has sold. So therefore, first he has to redeem his son from the 5 Shlom that he has on him. Now he has no more money left. So therefore, now it's possible to collect the second pidyon from the Meshubadim, since he has no Bnei Chorin, he has no money himself. So the Kohen would go ahead afterwards and collect the 5 Shlom that is owed for the pidyon of the father from the Meshubadim. Well, the Tanakhama holds that a milva ksuva b'Torah lav ksuva b'shtar damyon. A chov that is written in the Torah, such as pidyon, it's not as if there's a star to that effect. So therefore, for pidyon, the Kohen cannot collect the 5 Shlom from the Lekuchos, from the buyer of the property of the father. So therefore, in this case, where he had only 5 Shlom, and it's not possible to collect the 5 Shlom from the Lekuchos, so the Tanakhama says he should redeem himself, not his son, as everybody holds. If it's only possible to redeem one of them, it's preferable to redeem yourself and to wait until you have more money before you redeem yourself.